looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, it's 3:08. We begin with tragic news that's unfolded on the Nepean River in Penrith this afternoon, shortly after 12:30. Paramedics were called to reports a boat with five people on board had capsized on the Nepean River. 10 paramedic crews and a specialist medical team on board a New South Wales ambulance rescue helicopter were dispatched to the scene. Now, paramedics treated and assessed four patients, including a young child, for minor injuries. They're all taken to Nepean Hospital in a stable condition. Despite the best efforts of paramedics and the specialist medical team, a fifth patient, a woman believed to be in her 30s, has died at the scene. Absolutely heartbreaking. I want to bring in Acting Superintendent Greg Marshall from New South Wales Ambulance. Acting Superintendent, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for your time.
Well, this is a tragic ending of what was supposed to be a family day out on Australia Day, and, well, this poor woman has lost her life.
Absolutely. You know, Australia Day's out for fun with family and friends, and unfortunately, in this instance, it's been a tragic outcome. It's a timely reminder, though, that for all those that are celebrating Australia Day out in the water, to be safe, be boat safe, ensure they're wearing inflatable vests, and take things easy.
Mm. Do we know if the people on the vessel were wearing life jackets, Acting Superintendent?
From the information that we have, they were, but unfortunately, you know, they only assist in saving your life and keeping you afloat, and sometimes despite everyone's best intentions and efforts, that tragedy does still occur.
Mm. What more can you tell us about it? What other information can you share with our listeners?
So it was a multidisciplinary team that attended this scene. We had police, fire and rescue, and SES that are all involved in attempting to rescue and save these people's lives. Indeed, Polair from the police removed some of the people from a precarious position on an upturned boat in the Nepean River this afternoon and rescued them to safety, as well as you mentioned, our medical rescue service provided by Toll. And our ABLE critical care paramedic and doctor did all they could with the team, with the paramedic teams on scene to save her life. And unfortunately, we didn't have the outcome we were all hoping for.
It's tragic for the family and obviously also terrifying for onlookers.
Yeah, I mean, very, very terrifying scene for a lot of people down here on the water today. With a sheer large volume of emergency vehicles descending on the scene to do all that everyone could to save this family.
Mm. Well, it's a sunny afternoon in Sydney, and it's just again a timely reminder and warning, as you just mentioned, about just being safe on our waterways.
Absolutely, and even if we're not in our waterways, be safe around pools. It only takes a minute.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, again, our thoughts are with that family. It's just terrifying and tragic with what's unfolded on the Nepean River this afternoon. And we'd appreciate your time this afternoon, Acting Superintendent.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That's Acting Superintendent Greg Marshall from New South Wales Ambulance.